let me put it this simple. If I am questioning the love of someone, is there any solution for this? Is there? No. I'm questioning. Somebody will say, he loves this fellow to death. And I will say, no, you're cheating. Then what? You see what the puzzle is? We're talking about the magical part of this stuff, which is something different, illogical, hidden, and it's basic. We talked about it. My physical stuff is just the skin, the brain, intelligence, the breath, all of that. But at the end of the day, that magical stuff, that's what we are hoping for. We are looking to connect, to have really, right? So this is what Moses does, means all of us will do. Because it's easy to say, but it's difficult practically to put aside your intelligence and listen to someone else. It goes through the intelligence. Yes, let's hear the Moses.
His action seems unreasonable to Moses, since he had not his state.
His state, right? What should be the real word over there, you think? Hal. That magical word of Hal, how could you transfer it to that? Because Hal, you know that magical stuff, which means now, and which means feeling. State of emotion. That's what Hal is. Iranian, when they see each other, they question about your heart. How is your heart? With double meaning. How is this moment of you and how do you feel? That's that heart, yes?
Inasmuch as the intellect of Moses becomes tied up and helpless in the matter of the mysterious, who is the intellect of a mouse?
Did you get it? You said, okay, I exaggerated. I talked about Moses being this bad. To say that if Moses did that mistake, what about you silly fellow? Means do not put yourself in a state that, okay, that's something I'm aware of, I will deal with. I brought Moses. Moses is the most famous prophet in Masnavi. He's even, he talks about no one like Moses. We know why. Because Moses is half of the story. Is Moses and Pharaoh. Is arrogance and humbleness. This is what it is. So he said, I brought Moses in here to put an end to this conversation. To say, if Moses did this mistake, you, which are like a little laugh. Why? Because what is your knowledge? Conventional knowledge, which is not conventional, is el metaqlidi, means imitational knowledge, we say. Yeah.
Conventional knowledge is for sale. When it finds a purchaser, it glows with delight. The purchaser of real knowledge is God. Its market is always splendid.
Okay, and the word, obviously, is the client of ilm tahqiqi, say research is tahqiq, is haq again. So tahqiq haq is a very nice combination here. It says the client of that kind of knowledge, which is for sale, is the people who pay the price. But the client for ilm tahqiqi is haq, means the truth, the ham, will buy all the original truthful research, something like that.
Realization.
All of that will be in it. Means that that science of view is for economy. We know that our intelligence is started with our economic relationship. That's how it all started. It's about selling this stuff. He said, that's one kind of knowledge. There is another one that you cannot sell, because only one buyer will buy it, and it's haq. Period. Yes? Therefore, okay, now what do you say economically? If somebody has so many clients and some has only one, the second business is fantastic, because second business doesn't need propaganda, doesn't need cheating, and doesn't need to do anything. You know why? Because he has the best client ever. What is the best client? You tell me. The best client is, first of all, is the fellow who knows what is he getting. So there is no cheating, nothing, right? He knows what he's getting. Then, a poor buyer is no good, so he's rich enough, he could afford no matter what. And he will never bring it back. He doesn't even ask for a receipt, he doesn't need all of that. So he's the best one. That's the good business. It's always good. The other one, you have to always look for a client. You have to always go around and try to sell yourself. This is what we do. He says, over there, there is only one client, and he buys good. Yes?
He has closed his lips and is enraptured in his trading. The purchasers are without end, for God hath purchased. The angels purchase Adam's teaching, the devils and jinn are not privileged to receive it. Adam informed them of the names, give teaching, explain the mysteries of God, hair by hair. Such a person as is short-sighted, plunge in variability and without steadfastness. I called a mouse because his place is in the earth. Earth is the place of living for the mouse. Mm-hmm.
This explanation is not an excuse. He's not saying, I'm sorry I did this. He's explaining to you, why did I call you little mouse? To him, we are little mice. And with mice, he doesn't mean mice, he means rat. And why did... Does he mean that? Because this is the little animal who lives under the ground in the darkness, and he's digging the ground and he's living over there. When he's digging, there is a hole to the outside, he will just close it. He doesn't like the light one. That's why we call the silly fellows rat. I called him rat because he loves that earthly place. Earth is the place of that rat. He knows all the passages, but not the path, passages under the earth, because he's working with that. Pay attention. The rattish ego is only thinking about having a bite. This is what the animal part of you is. Therefore, God gave him this much of intelligence, because this is what he needs for that life. If you want to have that kind of life, you need this much of intelligence. You're wasting the rest of it. The rest of intelligence is given to me not to live, not to find food and shelter. Remember this? This doesn't need the brain. This will do with the little brain of a rat. So what? It's something else. Remember, we want to know what I am, so I look what I'm given here. I see some potentialities here which is not comparable with the animal. That's what I'm talking about. Yes?
I called a mouse because his place is in the earth. earth is the place of living for the mouse. He knows many ways, but underground. He has pierced the earth in every direction. The mouse soul is naught but a nibbler. To the mouse is given a mind proportionate to its need. Because without need, the Almighty God does not give anything to anyone.
Why should he? Because he's not just playing. He's a giver. He is the best provider. Provider will provide the needs. If there is no need, why bother? It's how it works. So if you choose to have the animal life, you don't deserve the expansion of your consciousness. So you will not get it. If you want to get it, you should understand that you are not the rat. You are not about... He made a very amazing word over there, which is translated what? Nibbler. Lokomarat. Is very funny way to wait. Rand, randidan in Persian language means when you take a layer of something, you just cut off a layer. See, mice is always doing this, nibbling, eating this, having that. Therefore, God gave him a little bit of intelligence. Because the provider will provide for needs. That's why we said, you should think about needs. Do you remember when we said that? That the animal will understand the existence. We understand non-existence, remember? I know that my spiritual need even, that they are not here by understanding. This is what non-existence does for me. That's how we imagine an image of the humanity, a beautiful image, which doesn't exist, which is impossible to exist, but we imagine it, we approach it, we make it happen. That's what it is. This is what the magic is. Yes?
Because without need, the Almighty God does not give anything to anyone. If the earth had not been needed by the inhabitants of the world, the Lord of all beings would not have created any earth.
See, this is something that we are not talking about philosophy here, remember? We are talking about some basic different look at the existence. Do you remember what that basic is? There are two ways of explaining the existence. One is to say, well, it just happened. The second one is that, no, this is planned. That is the difference for us. If you look at the existence as something planned or something that just happens by an accident, scientifically, when we don't know it, we declare it happening. Why did it happen, the Big Bang? We don't know, right? That's one way. We believe in another way. We don't think this is just a silly happening. We think this is a planned stuff. Why we think it is planned? Because we see constant move towards improvement. We see constant changes of all the system interacting and go to a higher level of connection. We see it. First of all, where do we see it, doctor? In you? Here? What do we see here? Is this the same thing that 2,000 years ago was here? 2,000 years ago? Could you? Oh, yes, there were sick people, there were doctors. So, quote unquote, she's a doctor, but is it the same stuff you're talking about? That's what it is. We all change towards what? Please forget that nagging of elderly people. The elderly people, they always think that this is the doom day. the universe is coming to an end. They think like that.